typical groundwater treatment for us is aeration. If we have some hydrogen sulfide, that rotten egg smell.
A classroom full of budding water specialists got an earful about Tampa Bay's water supply from the likes of Christine Owen of Tampa Bay Water. The group came from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organizations Institute for Water Education. They were in town to find out how Tampa Bay deals with its complex water situation. Allison Ramoy of the Southwest Florida Water Management District said it's not easy, given that Florida's main water resource, stored in a thick layer of porous rock underlying most of the state, isn't endless.
The problem is that as our population grows, we have a finite amount of water. So now you may be thinking, well, what about all of that rain? All of Florida's groundwater is replenished by rainfall. The district's annual average rainfall is 53 inches, roughly. However, evapotranspiration rates average about 39 inches. That leaves the remaining 14 inches serving to recharge the underlying aquifer systems.
Officials have long known that the vital resource is finite, which Tampa Bay Water's Christine Owen said has caused a lot of political squabbling over the decades. She said this eventually resulted in Tampa Bay Water, which now supplies Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough counties, and the cities of St. Petersburg, Tampa, and Newport Richey.
The solution that was arrived at, and it was a political solution, was a new form of governance and a new partnership.
But doing away with the antagonistic environment that once characterized water discussions did not solve the fact that rainfall can't replace all the groundwater that's being siphoned. Owen said the utility has had to think of other ways of getting water to local taps.
And the alternative supplies for us are the surface water treatment plant and the desalination facility.
She admitted that the desal plant, the largest in the country, has been controversial and said Tampa Bay Water considers conservation and reclaimed water as alternative sources as well. Owen said decades ago, Tampa Bay got 99% of its water from the ground. Now, that number's about 62%.
I do a fair amount of work on a national level, and when I talk to people about developing 100 million gallons of water, additional water supply, in less than 10 years, people's heads kind of spin around.
Members of the audience, who came from as far away as China and Ethiopia, appeared intrigued. They had spent the prior day touring Tampa Bay's water supply facilities and were gearing up to check out Tampa Bay Water's surface water treatment plant. What seemed to surprise the group the most was the amount of water consumed in the area. Biswa Bhattacharya, a senior lecturer at the Institute for Water Education, said Florida's excessive water use differs greatly from that of Europeans, but he can kind of see why.
Compared to Europe, which is also using all kind of modern facilities, but still water usage is much less compared to Florida. Part of the reason is the weather. Here it's hot and dry. And also because that people here have a bigger garden, so they need to irrigate.
He said the trip aims to show students how things they discuss in theory are applied in practice, especially when it comes to flooding. The next leg of the trip will be South Florida, where they'll get a glimpse of the Everglades Restoration Project. Under the new state budget, that project faces deep cuts. Bhattacharya said he hopes the unique effort to reverse human-caused damage will find a way to continue despite the cuts.
I think the project is very important, quite unique in its kind. And I do understand about fund cuts. We do see it all over the world. So I think that my message would be, if there's a fund cut, it could be delayed partly, but not to abandon any part of it, because it's so nice, yeah. And the whole world can learn quite a lot from it.
Institute for Water Education student Salam Bale is from Ethiopia. She said in just one day, she's already learned a lot about how governments deal with a dwindling water supply. She said she hopes to apply what she's learned back home in Ethiopia, where Bale said water has typically been mismanaged over the years.
There is shortage of water in Ethiopia. And that means there is, in my opinion, there might be some management problems. So After I may gain this knowledge, I will go to Ethiopia and I will apply all the practical and the theoretical knowledge I may gain in UNISCOHE and also here in Florida.
The discussion took place at University of South Florida's Patel School for Global Sustainability. According to USF's website, the school is the only one in the nation to have signed a memorandum of understanding with UNESCO's Institute for Water Education. That memorandum allows the two entities to collaborate on research and education. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.